Have you ever seen on television every year when they have that meeting up in North Georgia somewhere, the blacksmiths? They've shown it on television. They have a convention every year. There's so few of them, you know. It was sometime during the fall I saw.
I've seen a lot of things, but I haven't seen that.
And
see a blacksmith occasionally, but not, you know, most in a show, you know.
I don't know whether there is one even in Greenfield.
There's not a regular blacksmith, this man does shoeing, but he goes in a truck, he goes to different papers and places.
Really, too, so a regular blacksmith did more than shoe horses, didn't he?
He had to haul the shower plows and plows, and then they made wagon wheels. A band that goes on that shrink them, you know. They couldn't hardly wait in old times without a blacksmith.
They didn't know they'd do that, but they made things for people to use, you know. There's so many things they made.
The blacksmith was so bad.
They was made in blacksmith shops. And then there's different kind of forks to pick up things with. And
many tools.
Yes, things even to take job heads off with.
Mm-hmm.
They made all kind of things.
And I guess keeping people's tools repaired if they couldn't do themselves.
That's right.
Because
sharp and plows, scrapes and scooters. Scooters and scrapes. They sharpened them, and then they fixed hooks on the sailor trees, all such as that.
Mm-hmm.
What got me started at it was
Well, blacksmiths were supposed to have
a young man.
I
had
been working for nothing for a man named Mr. Jim Holder.
I had a living,
and he told me, he said, you better pay some attention to this, you might want to make a dollar at it someday.
Mm-hmm.
So I did pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
And later on I got to do it for myself, and then I finally, when they get scarce, I would make a shop.
Mm-hmm.
I rented a place from Crossfields, and they was up there in the attic, like, you know, back there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the last one driven.
Well, you must be older than I think you are.
63.
Well, you were a young man then when you were doing that, because blacksmiths have been some time since they made a living at it until they started back lately, hadn't they?
No, he ain't that long over there. But he's been married 3 times, same as I have, and he never married a girl. Need a time to marry a woman over.
You want somebody to tend to you, didn't
you? Well, I like the old timey ways, you know. I raised up a grandmother, and I don't know why, but I just like the old timey things, you know, and the old timey way of talking things.
Yeah.
Except sometimes she says I talk too old timey.
They had a different kind of musical instruments before people could put on the television and entertain themselves. And one that they blew on the mouth back and forth would be the
five. Some people call them kin, first cousins to a harp.
Mm-hmm. And of course, this one you don't see much anymore. They plucked on the mouth, you know.
Juice harp.
Yeah, juice harp. They put it in the mouth, and then they take the thing and make you ever
pay tune too. I bet your brothers did, didn't they?
Yeah, I used to do it.
Because everybody used to have one.
But now for the old timey music is was fiddles and banjos most, and drums. The war, you know, started them drum business.
Yeah.
And their horns that they paraded with.
Mm-hmm.
And the government soldiers who made music.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I always thought that they could some pieces they could play were the sweetest songs that I ever heard in my life, with them bugles, or whatever you call them, and them drums.
Mm-hmm.